Finance Department reports in the town of Normal indicate the budget impact of the town from the coronavirus pandemic has been in the $4 million range instead of a potential 10. Mayor Chris Coos speaks with us the day after most council meetings and says the report and the ability of the town to cope with the revenue drop without major cuts is good news.
I'm pleased with it, but it is certainly not dodging a blow because it's too early to make that kind of statement. You know, we're going to continue to be very conservative going forward because we're not sure what's going to happen in the fall with the economy, with the state flow-throughs on taxes. So we feel that it's more important to be conservative in our planning and our forecasting.
Even if the economy does not get worse, it may stay about the same, limping along and not at a full throttle because people are still being very cautious and trying to avoid risk. So that will cause some business death in the community.
You know, I'm not going to make, you can make that prediction. I'm not making that prediction. You know, businesses can be pretty nimble. Now, if there is a setback and we have to go from phase four to phase three, yeah, you're going to see some businesses die. But they're being pretty creative right now. And if we stay in phase four in the Restore Illinois plan, I think they'll be able to get through it. It's going to be hard, but I think they'll be able to get through it. And of course, some businesses are going to go away. That happens whether there's a COVID impact or not.
Well, in fact, a national trend from the pandemic is to accelerate a pre-existing trend to online retail. How do you think that is going to continue to shape the town?
Well, you know, we saw in information we got from Commerce Bank, yeah, there's a significant jump tied to COVID and retail being shut down. A lot of sales went online. The other side of it, though, in our COVID task force this morning, some of our small retailers were saying that they're hearing substantially more that people are trying to buy more locally because they understand their local businesses that they frequent could be in trouble, and they don't want to see them go away. So we'll have to wait and see which dynamic takes the stronger hold.
What are the other takeaways from this morning's meeting of your COVID task force?
A lot of concern about back to school, that we have to have a stronger message to the community about how important it is to socially distance, to mask, to wash your hands, that we can't let up. There was a lot of talk about what people called COVID fatigue. They're getting tired of being that way and, you know, living the way they're living now. But all indications are that you're going to have to keep doing it through the fall.
Through another year or even two, perhaps. If
it's possible, exactly.
What are the landlords saying about fall leasing? That's an early indicator of what will happen at ISU.
At this point, what we're hearing from ISU and what we're hearing, and I can't speak for all the leasing agencies, but the ones that I talk to, things are down a little bit, but they're not down drastically.
Is the COVID task force recommending any particular municipal action to adjust to new realities?
We're not at this point. You know, although we started down that path, we feel like we have to have a strong message from the business community, the education community, government, small business, that we have to do things with discipline to keep this virus tamped down.
To go back to the online retail trend and other business impacts from the pandemic, should the town, as it emerges from the pandemic, whenever that might be, create unusual incentives to stimulate business revival or business entrepreneurship to replace the firms that do go under during the pandemic?
Well, I think our capacity is to do what we've done in the past to help businesses. We don't have a lot of funding to directly help businesses, and it's kind of a frustrating thing right now because of the federal dollars that are being administered by the state to the cities to help with COVID issues. We'll have a surplus of those dollars because we're not allowed to use them to help businesses. Whereas the state is allowing Chicago, Cook County, and the collar counties to do that, currently, DCEO guidelines are not letting downstate communities do that. And through the Illinois Municipal League, we're trying to work to get new rules. So some of those excess dollars we have, we can do things like maybe helping some businesses with rent subsidies and things like that. So we're working on that currently.
Chris Coos is the mayor of Normal. He says any timeline for that business help will come from the state. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us the day after most council meetings on Sound Ideas. Next week, Terry Renner is up.